Please be seated. On behalf of the Matsko family, we welcome friends and colleagues, co-workers, and all who are here today to accompany this event with us. Thank you for coming. We appreciate that very much. You can see on the order of service that we have some singing to do, and we'd like to do that. Let's have a word of prayer first. We thank you, gracious Father, for all the blessings that are ours through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your love, which provides everything we need and gives us more than we need. We thank you for Evelyn's life and testimony. Thank you that we can gather today to remember some things about her and her life, which will help us to draw near to you today. So bless us as we do that and help us to think about the future as we contemplate our own lives today. For Jesus' sake, amen. Brother Dale now will come and lead us in our first hymn.
As a song leader, there are certain people in the congregation you like to look at when they sing, and Mrs. Matsko was one of those people. She was always smiling, and those of you who are preachers know that that's not always the case when you look out in the congregation, but she smiled. She sang from the heart. Let's sing from our hearts today as we sing, "Great is thy faithfulness." You'll find it in your bulletin. Let's stand as we sing. Please be seated.
As you can see in your program, I'm going to ask John Matsko, Evelyn's oldest son, to come and read a portion of Scripture.
My mother memorized the book of Revelation, so we thought it would be especially appropriate for her to have this tribute from the book of Revelation, words that she memorized at one point. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut by day at all, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever.
Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Let's sing again.
I'm honored to speak this afternoon at this service for Evelyn Matsko on behalf of her sons, John and Jim, as well as grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I welcome all who have joined us for this occasion. Evelyn's other son, George, and his wife, Darlene, are ministering in Singapore and could not be here today. So thank you, friends, for coming and sharing this time with Evelyn's family. As we remember parts of her life as we knew her, I hope that the sorrow that she is no longer with us will be completely overcome by the joy of knowing that Evelyn is now at home with her beloved Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Most of you know that Evelyn recently celebrated her 100th birthday. Many of you were numbered among her family and friends who were there. She looked forward eagerly for that occasion, and she enjoyed it as a wonderful gift from the Lord. In my limited experience of knowing her, Evelyn consistently showed a love for life and seemed to always be looking forward to what would come next. Although she remembered her past very well and freely spoke of it to others, Evelyn didn't live there, as we might say. She consistently had a vital interest in the future. She paid attention to what was going on around her and seemed to joyfully anticipate the next thing, rather than looking back and longing for even more earthly life. She was looking forward to her eternal life in heaven with her Savior. Perhaps that is the reason she took it on herself, the challenge to memorize the book of Revelation, as John just mentioned. This is the portion of scripture that perhaps more than any other reveals what is yet to come in God's eternal plan for mankind and the world. You have a biological sketch of Evelyn's interesting life printed on the back of the program. And I would like to add several comments from folks who came across her path in recent years. These are quotes. "Precious lady, she hugged my neck most Sunday nights. And if I missed a service, she'd hold my feet to the fire and made me report in the next week, hoping I can be at least half as effective in the Lord's service as she was. A lovely lady, my children were blessed by her faithful teaching. She made them stand straight and tall." That just sounds like her. "We all loved her. Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And one more. "A wonderful, witty lady. I'll never forget seeing her play softball at a church outing when she was in her late 80s or early 90s. She hit the ball and ran all the bases with the biggest grin on her face. Even though she stumbled as she headed to home plate, she got back up, exclaiming what fun it was to do that again." She was thinking back probably many years. This is the lady that volunteered her services for many years at the local hospital, taking patients to their rooms in wheelchairs. But sometimes there was a problem, you see. The patient's family members often could not keep up with her. Is it any wonder that a supervisor had to caution Evelyn not to go so fast? Is it any wonder why she was given the nickname Speedy? She was 96 at the time. Also, within the past decade, Evelyn wrote out an interesting question to herself. The question was this: if you could be young again, would the wisdom you have acquired in age keep you from making the mistakes you made in youth? Here are the answers to her self-assessment for self-improvement. We have a very personal glimpse into Evelyn's mind and heart, I believe, when we look at her answers to her own question. I'm going to read the question again. If you could be young again, would the wisdom you have acquired in age keep you from making the mistakes you made in youth? The first one is not stay out in the sun and get skin cancer. Not climb up on a high object in eighth or ninth grade where I could be pushed off by a bad boy named Clarence. Broke arm. Not talk back to parents, causing family problems. Parenthesis, parents know best, trust and obey. Not worry about friends when a small child or even a teenager. Parenthesis, parents and family are much more important. Read more books. I don't have a good vocabulary. Read and memorize scripture. It's hard to memorize when you're older. Study harder in school. Parenthesis, I was only 35th in a class of 324. I would know that asking for God's will is so important. Pray more. I would show more love to my children. One of them, when little, didn't think I loved him. I think that John and Jim both know that this was George. I would not worry so much about little scuff marks on the floor and spend more time teaching my children. Eat a good breakfast, drink lots of water, good food and exercise, flossing my teeth. Keeping my mind on worship while in church. And the last one, as a Christian, I have learned that we are accepted in the Beloved One, that's Christ, even when our souls are victims of fear and dependencies, not only when we are in high joy. Only 6 years ago, Evelyn was recorded as she summarized some events about her family background and her personal life. She recounted that one summer, she went with her mother night after night to preaching services held in a tent in New Jersey. Evelyn said this, "One night I heard a message by a Scotsman from Canada. His name was John Melinton, and he preached a sermon that touched my heart. Oh, of course, I knew I was a sinner, but I didn't know Jesus had died for me and shed his precious blood to wash away my sins. I didn't know that. And I needed a change of eyes and heart. And I found out that Jesus died for me. And I accepted him as my Savior. And I was born again. I was a new girl. Old things had passed away. And behold, I became new. I was a changed girl." I believe if Evelyn could speak to us today, she might ask each one in this room and those listening to this service, do you know that you are a sinner? Yes, you accept the fact that Jesus died and shed his precious blood, but have you come to realize that he died and shed his blood for you? If so, have you accepted him as your Savior from sin? Have you been born again? Have old things passed away? And have you been made new? Are you now a changed person? In this recorded testimony, Evelyn went on to say this, "Because I saw how God led my mother, I wanted to be led by him, and he has led me. Because even before we were married, I prayed that God, if God gave me children, I wanted them to come to know Jesus and to serve him. And I can say now that they are all in full-time service for the Lord. You know, the only life worth living is a life lived for Jesus. And when you're first saved, it's just the beginning of the journey with Jesus. But you have to stay with him." And by God's wonderful grace, Evelyn did stay with Jesus throughout the rest of her journey. Her journey was undoubtedly longer than the average person's, to be sure. But nevertheless, it came to an end less than a week ago. Evelyn walked with her Lord for many years before they passed together through the valley that was dark into the plains of light and life. You see, until this past Wednesday, Evelyn Matsko was enjoying merely the earthly part of her journey with Jesus. But even her long life occupied only a speck of time on God's eternal calendar. Her walk with the Savior will never, ever end now. That is the future she was looking forward to. And it is now a present reality for her. I will ask each of us, what are we most looking forward to? Is it a personal goal of success? Is it some time-bound thing like more money, early retirement, even longer life? This life holds many responsibilities and offers some enjoyments, but all life will come to an end. Are we looking beyond that end into eternal realities, that life which we will surely enter when our speck of earthly time has ended in God's eternal calendar? After you leave this service, many of you will take another look at today's program. Underneath that dazzling photo of this dear lady, you will see two Bible verses printed out. I'm confident that if Evelyn could speak with us today, she would urge us all to not only memorize those words, but also endeavor to live by them. The reason I'm certain about this is that she took Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 as her life verses. And those verses were certainly proved true in her life. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Friends, thank you for coming. We appreciate the encouragement of your presence here today. And may God bless you. Let's have a word of prayer. We thank you, dear Father, for your presence with us, for the truth you've given us in your word, that infallible word that we can hold in our hands and look at every single day we live. We thank you that Evelyn's heart was captured by that truth and that she realized she was a sinner and needed to have her sins washed away. And your Spirit spoke to her and told her that it was the blood of Jesus shed on Calvary so long ago that would do that very thing. And we thank you that she responded and with great zeal kept on walking with Jesus to the end of her earthly life. And we thank you for the assurance, the knowledge from your word that she is in his presence today. And that we can know for sure we can live life that same way and end up in heavenly fellowship of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, if we but repent of sin and receive him as our Savior. Thank you for those truths. Thank you for those who've come today. Thank you for the wonderful memories that family and friends have of Evelyn Matsko. And we pray that as we cherish those, we will even more cherish the Lord that she loved and served well. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.